Bible tonight, if we'll, let's go to the 121st Psalm. The 121st Psalm, if you will. You take your Bible, just open it there. I told you this morning I was planning to preach to you on preparation for possible pandemonium. And we're looking forward to it. That's pandemonium, you know.
Amen.
I don't know if you've noticed it, but in life, it seems as if there's always some threat we have to face. I mean, it may be sickness, could be disease, loss of a job, nuclear war, global warming or climate change, you know, environmental disaster, political turmoil. The amazing thing is this year seems like we've had it all, right? And it just seems like we've had it all. We've got obviously the pandemic thing we're dealing with, and a lot of sickness go along with that, and people have lost jobs because of it, and the politicians get together, and those that are trying to get elected want to point over yonder, look over there in Korea, that guy, man, we'll have a nuclear war, and then they warn us we're having global warming, and we don't do something about it immediately, we're going to all get cooked, I guess, you know. And boy, there is definitely political turmoil.
Amen.
Political turmoil. And it's definitely in our country, but it's not just here, you know. Not just here. And you ever wonder, why does it have to be like that? Well, it's because of the Bible.
Come on, brother. Yes, sir.
See, the Bible tells us in Job chapter 14, verse 1, man that is born of a woman is a few days, but it's his last part, and full of trouble.
Yes, sir.
Full of trouble. And every person that's ever got here is born of a woman, with one exception, two exceptions, Adam and Eve. And so if you're, you know, if you look around, you see somebody say, I bet they were born of a woman, all right? And sure enough, and the Bible said it's going to be trouble. And we see all kinds of trouble, all right? There's physical, there's mental, there's spiritual, there's political. And you say, why? Well, because we're human. Because we're human. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm still glad I'm human. I don't want to trade places with any animal that I know. You know, they do these exercises in school sometimes. What animal would you like to be and why? None. I want to be the human, okay? I don't want to be the best cared for dog in the world that's pampered and petted. I don't want that, okay? I don't want anything to do with that. I'm glad I'm human in spite of the fact we have problems. We have problems. And then today we have issues because we're Americans. We have issues today because we are Americans. You just think about it, all right? Hey, there's folks in this world that would love to destroy us. And it seems like there's some in our country that seem to be determined to help them do it, you know. However, all of that said, I still love my country. I still love my country. I'm proud to be an American. I like the freedom we have. I don't want to change it. I don't want to see it taken away. I don't want to give any of it away. I don't want to swap my freedom for somebody saying, well, I'll take care of you. No, I'd like to have my freedom. Thank you, all right? Thank you. I'd just like to have my freedom. But not only are we humans, and not only are we Americans, but it's the Sunday night crowd I'm preaching to. I'm preaching to Christians. Hey, the lost people. There was a day when lost people would come to church on Sunday night, wouldn't come on Sunday morning. But now it's not that way. It's changed. It is. If people come on Sunday night, it's people that are saved, all right? And but because we're Christians, we have issues. We have issues. Look, the truth of the matter is there's people in this country who don't like us because we are Christians, and especially because we're fundamental believers. Man, when you tell somebody you believe the Bible is the Word of God, it adds to it, you know. But I'm not willing to swap that off. I'm not willing to change that. I'm not willing to say, well, I don't want to be a Christian. No, I'm glad to be a Christian. And my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. It's there. Psalm 121, verse 1 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He said, preacher, we got trouble on the horizon. What are you going to do? I'm going to lift up mine eyes to the hills and I'm going to look to the Lord for my help. That's exactly what I'm going to do. If pandemonium is possible, say, what are you going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. All right, number one, you mark it down. I'm looking to God for wisdom.
Amen.
I'm looking to God for wisdom. We live in a day where we're inundated with information. It is amazing how much information is available at our fingertips. You've got most people today, and I do believe this, the majority of people, they carry a smartphone. And that smartphone, they can access information. It's at your fingertips. I mean, it's available. It's there. Now, the truth of the matter is there's a lot of misinformation that's out there, too. Just because you've read it on the Internet doesn't make it so, all right? But, hey, the thing we don't have is wisdom. Wisdom to know what to do with all the information that's at our fingertips. We don't have wisdom. What are we going to do with that information? Well, we need wisdom, and I'm going to look to God for wisdom. I'm going to go to Him. I'm convinced that wisdom does not come any other way. It comes through God. It comes through prayer. You can ask God for wisdom. He says in James chapter 1 and verse 5, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And we'll ask God. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I think that's one thing every one of us, when we pray, every time we pray, God, would you help me have wisdom? Would you help me have wisdom? Give me some wisdom. We need wisdom to make decisions based on the information we have, all right? We need that wisdom. And if we don't go to God to get it, where are you going to get it from? Well, I'll get it from experience. Well, you can get a certain amount, but some of that's real painful. Real painful, all right? So, man, we need to ask God for it. We'll find it. We find it in the Word of God. Find it in the Word of God. You're not going to find it in the daily paper. The sad fact is more and more of the news media is so warped that you can't trust it.
Amen.
You cannot trust it. And that's a terrible thing, a sad truth, but it is a truth. So you're not going to find wisdom in the paper, all right? You're just not going to find it there. You'll find, I guess, the opposite, anti-wisdom. If you want wisdom, go to God. Go to God. Get on your knees. You say, what are you going to do, man? There's problems coming. There's a trial. There's an issue. What are you going to do? I'm going to go to God and ask Him for wisdom. By the way, I'm not going to wait until there is a huge problem and say, okay, Lord, you got to get me out of this. Man, I think we're going to be praying for wisdom to stay out of it.
Amen.
Deal with the problem before the problem arises, okay? Pray to God. Come to Him. Hey, boy, when the world's in pandemonium, we're going to need some wisdom. We're going to need some wisdom. Lord, would you give it to me? I'm looking to Him. I'm looking to Him for wisdom. But I'm not only looking to Him for wisdom, I'm looking to Him for grace. For grace. You say, what do you mean there, preacher? This, grace to handle whatever comes. Grace to handle whatever comes. Whatever might come my way, I need the grace to handle it. It may be the blessing of God. I need the grace of God to handle His blessing. Some people can't handle the blessing of God, and because they can't handle it, God blesses them and they get away from God. Well, we need the grace from God to handle the blessings, but we sure need grace to handle the misfortunes and the trouble and the reverses and the problems. God, give me grace to handle it. Now, the good thing about it is, take your Bible to Ephesians chapter 4. We'll look at a lot of scriptures here. In Ephesians chapter 4, you're going to find that this is great news. We have the assurance of the Word of God that grace is available. All right? We have grace. Ephesians 4 verse 7 says, but unto every one of us. Aren't you glad it doesn't just say, but just a certain few? To a few here and there, no, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. To every one of us. Every one of us given grace. Preacher, I just don't know if I can handle this situation. God will help you. God will help you. Well, I don't know if I can endure that. God will help you. God will help you. We've got His promise that unto every one of us is given grace. Notice, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. It's the Lord that's measuring it out. It's the Lord. I'm glad it's not some person. Well, sometimes people, we get snarky. We get persnickety, whatever persnickety is. And we get, you know, kind of ruffled, and we get hateful, and we'd say, well, I ain't giving you very much. I'd like to see you squirm. But man, thank God, it doesn't come that way. It's a gift of God, the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one measuring it out, and he said, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Take your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, this thing called grace, I'm looking to God for grace that only God can give, all right? But notice what verse 10 of 1 Corinthians 15 says. Here's the testimony of Paul. He said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Boy, thank God. And we ought to all be able to say that. I am what I am by the grace of God. By the grace of God. You say, boy, not everything I want to be. Sure could be worse, though, couldn't you? Life could be a lot more difficult. You could have a lot more problems. You say, preacher, I got enough. You could have more. You could have more. I am what I am by the grace of God. The truth of the matter is, I ain't what I could be by the grace of God. God's grace been good. I'm not where I could be because God's grace been good. He's poured it out upon us, all right? He's poured it out upon us, just given it to us. But you say, yeah, but what if it gets a little bit slow? Look in James chapter 4, would you? I said I'm looking to him for grace. I'm looking to God for wisdom, but I'm looking to him for grace also. James chapter 4, look, if you will, at verse 6. James chapter 4, verse 6. In James 4, verse 6, the Bible says, but he giveth more grace. He giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Well, isn't that a good thing? Now, you said, well, he's already given grace. Sure has. Sure has. Hey, you are what you are by the grace of God. You're saved tonight. You're saved by the grace of God. On your way to heaven, why? The grace of God. Grace of God. Not because of you, because of the grace of God. You've got a whole lot less troubles than you could have by the grace of God. You've got more money right now than you could have by the grace of God. You said, preacher, it's pretty slim right now. Yeah, but what if they'd seen you when you ran that stop sign? So why, it was an accident. It doesn't matter. Accidents cost money too, all right? You have to pay. If you'd have got caught when you were speeding, when you made that illegal turn. Hey, I'm just telling you, the grace of God's good to us, all right? Good to us. And he said, you need it, I can give you more grace. I can give you more grace. And one of the things that'll help you if you just learn to be humble about it. Learn to be humble about it. Don't be arrogant. Don't be strutting around. He said, I can give you more grace. I can give you more grace. You're going through a trouble. You're going through a need. I can give you more grace. I can pour it out on you. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to look to him for grace. Whatever comes, if things go as bad as sometimes it seems like it could, I'm going to look to God to give me grace to endure it, to get through it. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, look at verse 8. And God is able, now notice, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things. There's a lot of use of that word all right there, isn't there? He's able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Amen. Every good work. I'm going to look to him to give me grace. I mean, just to pour that grace out upon me. And if I need it, hey, listen, if we'll channel it and you're going to do what's good and what's right, he said, I can give you enough to get you through it. I'll give you enough. I'll give you more. I can put it on you. I'll give you that. You won't need it. Hey, you're going to need grace to come and fight whatever comes. You're going to need it. If you come down with some disease, you're going to need God's grace. You're going to need God's grace. If you get injured, lose your job, you're going to need God's grace. You're going to need it. You need the grace of God. When things maybe look dark and you think, well, the political situation is bad, it's gone the way I thought it would and it's terrible, you're going to need grace. Well, I'm going to look to Him for grace. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm going to look to Him for grace. I'm going to ask Him, come to Him looking for wisdom. I'm going to look for grace. But I'll tell you, the third thing I'm going to do, I'm going to ask for mercy. I'm going to ask for mercy. Well, you ever think about it? You ever go through the Bible and look at how many times people ask God for mercy? When the Lord Jesus Christ was on this earth, I'm going to name just a few of them now, not near all of them, but boy, a lot of people came to the Lord and asked for mercy, mercy. In Luke chapter 17, there were 10 lepers, and they cried out to the Lord. You know what they wanted? Doesn't say we want to heal. He said, we want mercy. We need mercy. They cried out for mercy. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 22, there was a woman of Canaan, and she cried out for mercy, not for herself, but on behalf of her daughter. Said, I need mercy. Need mercy. Bartimaeus, the old blind man. Remember, he heard Jesus passing by and he cried out, mercy. Have mercy on me. In Matthew 17, verse 15, father came to the Lord Jesus Christ and asked for mercy because of his lunatic son. Said, need mercy. I need mercy. I'll tell you, there's somebody else cried for mercy. That's a rich man in hell. He said, Father Abraham, have mercy. Have mercy. Wants mercy. People want mercy. I see people today calling for justice. And I realize some cases, I understand. Well, boy, I tell you, the majority of the time, I especially when I'm talking to God, I'm not saying, Lord, give me justice. I'm saying, Lord, I need mercy. I need mercy. I'll tell you this, when I pray for our country, I pray, God, be merciful. God will be merciful to our country. The truth of the matter is, the way we've treated God, after the blessings He's bestowed upon us, we don't deserve anything good from God. And the truth is, we deserve what we get, but I'm still going to ask Him for mercy. I don't want what I deserve. I don't want our nation as a nation to get what we deserve. I want God's mercy. On God's mercy. I'm praying for mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. But what are you going to do, preacher? Pandemonium strikes. Well, I'm going to look to God for protection. I'm going to look to Him for protection. He is my strong tower. Psalm chapter 61, verse 3 says this, for thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Who has? The Lord has. The Lord has. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runneth into it and is safe. Safe. Where? Hey, the Lord. I'm going to Him. Man, I'm going to run to Him before I seek help anywhere else. I'm just going to Him. I'm going to say, Lord, I need some protection now. I need your hand. I don't know about you, but that's what I've been praying for. During this whole pandemic thing, I was talking, I think it was this morning, talking to some folks, and I said to them, you know, I'll be honest, I think people that get this COVID stuff, it's because God wants them to, or there's a need for it somehow. You say, why do you believe that? Well, because it doesn't make sense any other way. It doesn't make sense any other way. God's been good in our church, man. I'm going to tell you what, I've been praying God's protective hand over our people. Lord, would you just help us, you know. And by the way, please don't for a moment say, it's God. Everything's what God's done, because I don't believe I'm the only one praying that way. As a matter of fact, I hope every one of you are praying that way. Lord, protect us. Protect us. But man, I've known other churches. They've had huge outbreaks of it in their church. And not necessarily because of the church. You know, people are always quick to point the finger somewhere and, well, it's that. You don't really know that. You don't know. I mean, if I come down with COVID tomorrow, I don't know where I got it. Don't know where I got it. But I'll be honest, I'm praying God's protection. Lord, I need your protection. Amen. I need your protection. Said, do you wear a mask? Yeah, when I have to, I wear one. Yeah, I put it on. But I'm not trusting that. I try to wash my hands. I try to be careful. But man, I want God's protection. I want his protection. There's a tremendous old song. It says, when the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. When the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail, thou who never lost a battle, stand by me. Who are you looking to, preacher? Not the government. Not the government. I'm not looking to the government to take care of me. Hey, I'm not looking to the power of an individual. I'm looking to the power of God. Amen. The power of God. Listen, I believe in constitutional government. Amen. I believe in sticking to that, but I'll tell you straight out, I'm not looking to the Supreme Court to take care of me. Amen. I'm looking to God. I'm looking to God. Looking for his hand on me. Not only that, I'm looking to God for provision. You see, I believe God can do it. Take your Bible. Very familiar verse. You're not going to, when I call it out, you're going to say, I know what that is. Philippians 4:19. Even if you don't know the Bible, since I've already said the word provision, you go, I better know what that verse is. Well, good. It's in the Bible, all right? But man, we need to be reminded of it now and then. That this is the word of God. The Bible said, but my God shall supply most of your need. No, it doesn't say that. It says, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Now, God's going to provide it according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'm looking to him for provision. Regardless of the circumstance, I'm looking for him for provision. Remember back there when all this COVID junk started? And man, people went nuts in the stores and bought out the dumbest stuff. Yeah. Why in the world do you buy just, you know, paper towels? What? Can't find a paper towel. For years we've been buying our paper towels at Sam's, and I'd go to Sam's, and it was crazy. One week you'd go there and they got paper towels, no toilet paper. The next week you go, they got toilet paper and no paper towels. Man, the world's nuts, aren't we? People are crazy. I just hope the people that bought all of it there in those early days, I hope their house doesn't catch on fire and burn down their life savings, okay? And I just want to tell you what, I'm trusting God to provide for me in all the circumstance and in whatever circumstance. I'll remind you that God I serve is the one that he was able to furnish a table in the wilderness. He was able to furnish a table in the wilderness. Wait a minute. Not for a party of four. Not for a party of eight. We're talking about probably a million people. Several hundred thousand for sure. He furnished a table in the wilderness for them. He did. He brought it to them. He's the one that can bring water out of the rock if need be. He can bring water out of the rock. You said, who are you trusting? That's the one I'm trusting. That's the one. I'm not trusting the officer of emergency affairs. No. I'm not trusting in Homeland Security. You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. I'm trusting the one who can go beyond that. I'm trusting the one that was able to take one sack lunch and feed 5,000. That's the one. If he can take, five loaves of bread and two fish? Five loaves of bread and two fish and feed 5,000 plus? He can take care of one old fat boy right here in Haltom City, all right? He can do that. I believe it, all right? I'm trusting him. I'm looking to him for provision. He fed the 4,000 too. Hey, you know if he can do that, don't you think he can take care of me and you? Don't you think he can take care of me and you? Listen, I'll tell you, pandemonium, it may be just around the corner. Truth of the matter, in this old world we live in, it could be just around the corner. It could be just around the corner. Any day. Not just in the year 2020. All right. But I want to tell you, in spite of that, I'm not going to fear, fret, or sweat. Okay? I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to spend my life doing that. I'll tell you what I will do. I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills.
Amen.
From whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
Which made heaven and earth. He made it all. He can take care of me and you. He can take care of me and you. We don't have to worry about it. We don't have to be up in arms and say, what's going to happen, preacher? What about the election? Whatever happens, God's in control. Not worried about it. The Lord's going to take care of us. All right? I'm going to look to Him. I'll tell you this. If President Trump gets reelected, I'm going to look to God. I'm going to look to God. If Joe Biden gets elected, I'm going to look to God. I'm going to look to God. If they come up with a vaccine for this COVID, I'm going to look to God. If they don't come up with a vaccine, I'm going to look to God. I'm going to look to God. I mean, really, pick the situation. What are you going to do, preacher? I'm going to look to God. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to call my representative. Well, I don't mind if you call them. I don't mind if you complain. I don't mind if you ask. But I'm not counting on them. I'm not counting on them. Their arms are so short. Their minds are so feeble. Their ability is so limited. But I serve a God that's not limited. His ear's not heavy that he can't hear. His arm's not short that he can't reach out and help. I'm counting on him. I'm looking to him. God, help us not to run through this life in fear and fretting and worrying. But let's just count on the Lord. And I tell you what, I'm counting on him, but I believe this too. I believe I ought to do what he says. I believe I ought to do what he says. When I was a kid, I don't know how y'all grew up. When I was a kid, I never worried about anything. I never worried, I hope there'll be food when I get home. I never worried about that. Never did. I never occurred to me when I was at school, I hope there'll be food when I get home. Never did. You know, it just wasn't there. I never thought, I hope there'll be a bed to sleep in tonight. When I was a kid, I never worried. Did you worry about those things? I didn't worry about clothes. I didn't worry about gas shortage. Did y'all worry about a gas shortage when y'all were kids? I never worried about it. You said, why not? Well, it's depending on mom and dad. Well, that's their problem. They're going to take care of me. You know, I found for years they took good care of me. Good care of me. I'm going to tell you this, for years now, my Heavenly Father's been taking real good care of me. Taking good care of me. Why would I want to back off of that now? Why would I want to switch plans now? Well, let's go to somebody else. What? You lost your mind? But as a kid, I found out this. When I did what my parents said, life was better.
Amen.
Life was better. Life was better. Hey, when I did what I should as a kid, I enjoyed things a lot better. When I did what I should, I could go to Mom and say, hey, Mom, is there anything snack on around here? You got a cold biscuit laying around? Is there any biscuits left over from breakfast? Now, not some stupid canned thing. I didn't know what canned biscuits were when I was a kid growing up. Man, they were homemade. And, man, that biscuit made in the morning by the afternoon tasted like a cookie, man. It was just as good as any cookie you could eat. But I didn't mind going to them and asking, but not if I'd been disobedient. So if you're going to ask for grace, it's a good thing to be in good grace with the one you're asking from. If you're going to ask for mercy, it's a good thing to know the one, have a good relationship with that one. I hope yours is that way. Heavenly Father, help us tonight. Lord, help us not let the world's situation and everything that scares the world scare us. Lord, help us not to be consumed with problems and fret and worry. But Lord, help us to just look to you. look to you because that's where our help's coming from. Help us trust you, Lord, and ask and call upon you for what we need. And Lord, help us to realize it's always better if we're right with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you stand tonight? We have a verse of invitation. Maybe there's something you need to get taken care of between you and the Lord tonight. Maybe there's something there, all right? Well, get it taken care of. This invitation time. Do business with the Lord, would you? You come while we sing this verse. Come on.